you have your copy of God's Word, let me invite you to turn to Psalm 23. And we'll be reading the whole psalm this morning. All right, Psalm 23, beginning in verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you again for your word and the magnificence of this psalm, the simplicity, Lord, in which you reveal our relationship to you in Christ, and yet, Lord, the depths of your word, how it pierces our heart. We pray this morning as we work through what you've given to us, that you would speak to us. And Holy Spirit, we ask that you would fill us in a mighty way. Lord, allow us to see truth. Allow us to see Christ, Lord, in this great psalm. And I pray you would teach us this morning. Pierce our hearts. Change our minds. Do a mighty work according to your word, to your glory. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I have to say, of all the psalms in the Psalter, for me personally, the 23rd Psalm is my favorite. I'm sure I'm not alone in that. And this is a psalm of great comfort and great hope for the people of God. In fact, I would go so far as to say that one could preach from this psalm for a solid year, week in and week out, and yet not begin to scratch the surface of its depths. This is the eternal word of God. And me personally, many times I have rolled this psalm over in my mind to soothe me when my heart has been troubled. No other psalm does that like this particular psalm, at least for me. And the greatness of this psalm is in how, at least in my view, how the Lord pictures our relationship to him in Christ. He tells us that he is our shepherd. A shepherd who cares for us and protects us and leads us throughout the entirety of our lives, from the day we're born to the day we leave this earth. He's our shepherd. We are his sheep. On our own, as sheep, as we will see directly, we are helpless. We, in fact, are absolutely dependent upon the shepherd for life itself. He is our shepherd. We are his sheep. And it's no accident, beloved, that this psalm was placed directly after the great messianic psalm in Psalm 22, both of which were written by David. And in Psalm 22, I would just direct your attention to the fact that it is a magnificent and yet at the same time terrifying picture of Messiah who comes to us to save us. This is a salvation that this psalm helps us to understand is a costly sacrifice. Christ himself, as he hung on the cross, cited Psalm 22. As the Lord, as the Father, poured out upon the Son judgment for our sin. And as he did that, the Son cited this psalm. You may recall it begins with these words, my God, why have you forsaken me? Remember Jesus saying that on the cross? My God, why have you forsaken me? We think about our Savior as he hung there, and as his mind went through this particular psalm, Psalm 22, he says in verse 14, I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, he says. It is melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaves to my jaws, and you lay me in the dust of death. See, this is our shepherd. This is our shepherd who gave his life to save and to protect his sheep. Beloved, I would say to you today, if you are in Christ, what I mean by that, if by faith you have truly turned away from your sin and trusted him as your Savior and claim his righteousness that he has won for us as your own, if you have done that, then the Scripture understands you to be a sheep. We're one of his sheep. One of his beloved sheep. What's so wonderful about this psalm, in this psalm we see how my shepherd takes care of me as his sheep. In verse 1 it says, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And as we read this, we can imagine David, who was, the son of Jesse, as he watched over his sheep. As their shepherd, you may know that a shepherd, as David was, always had to be with his sheep. It was a full-time job. It wasn't just a full-time job. It was a job 24-7. A shepherd over watching his sheep. As a shepherd, David would sleep where his sheep slept. As a shepherd, David would lead his sheep wherever they walked. He was with them constantly. You may recall in the Old Testament, when Samuel went to Bethlehem by God's direction to seek a king to anoint, and he went through all of Jesse's sons without finding the king, and then Jesse remembered, oh yeah, I have another son, and Samuel said, well, go get him. And they had to go out to the field to fetch him from the sheep because he was a shepherd. And so as a sheep with a shepherd, we understand that this is a personal relationship with our Lord and God. It's a personal relationship. And so as David writes this psalm, he helps us to understand what it means when he says that the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. David uses this self-existent covenant name for God, Yahweh, when he says, the Lord is my shepherd. He is our covenant God. He has bound himself to me with a promise that he could never break. Again, this is a personal relationship. You can't be a sheep without having a personal relationship with your shepherd. And because Christ indeed is our shepherd, David adds these words, because he is my shepherd, I shall not. Now, we say that, we understand that I may not have everything in this world that I desire. And you know what? Knowing my own heart, that's a good thing. I don't need everything in this world that my heart desires. However, everything that I need, my shepherd provides. He provides for me. The Scripture says that the Lord feeds the ravens and he causes the lilies of the grounds to grow. If he does so, certainly he'll provide for his people what we need to eat, clothes to wear, and place to stay. We are his sheep, and he is our shepherd. And yet, of course, that's not all as his people. That's not all that the Lord tells us. He also provides for our spiritual needs, which are by far more important than the temporal things of this world. His grace as our shepherd is always sufficient for every moment of life. No matter what I'm going through, even in the depths of my deepest fears, in the depths of disappointment that come upon me unexpectedly, in the depths of uncertainty in my life, his grace is constantly poured over me. It overcomes me like a cool, refreshing stream. He always provides me what I need. And so David says here, my shepherd, he takes care of me. Takes care of. Now, what's so interesting about this psalm, too, is that now David begins to explain how the shepherd, the good shepherd, we'll say here, how the good shepherd takes care of a sheep from the eyes of a sheep. This is what he does here. in verse 2, he says, we see, begin to see here that as a sheep, first we see that my shepherd protects me. He protects me. In verse 2, he says this, he makes me, think about it, I'm a sheep talking here. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. You may have read this book. It's a great little book. It's called A Shepherd's Look at Psalm 23. It was written by Philip Keller. I read this book years ago. It's a wonderful little book. Keller was a shepherd for 8 years in the Middle East. He knows what it meant to be a shepherd. And he gives us a wonderful, wonderful insights into the relationship of sheep with their shepherd. One of the things that Keller helps us to understand is that sheep will not lie down. They will not lie down in the grass if they still feel like they need to find food. They're still looking for food or feel like they need to find food. They will not lie down. In other words, they must not be hungry. They must be satisfied before they're able to lie down. Moreover, sheep, as we understand it, they will not lie down and rest until they feel freed from any kind of fear or tension among the flock. They must be at peace. They must be filled before they're willing to lay down. And so it's the shepherd who provides the opportunity, the circumstances for his sheep to lie down and rest. What does the shepherd do? Well, the shepherd provides pasture of lush grass for the sheep to feed upon. And he protects his sheep. He protects his sheep from coyotes and dogs and bears. He can come upon them, even rustlers who would take the sheep from the shepherd. He protects them from those enemies in the field. And so we understand that the shepherd, his presence is always with his sheep. Just like David, 24/7. The shepherd is always with his sheep. He feeds them so that they may lay down and rest. Beloved, so is it. So it is with Christ's flock. We live without question in times of uncertainty in this world. Every one of us do. The question is this, as we live in days of uncertainty in our own lives, the question is, as the people of God, will we live lives of quietness and peace and rest? Or will we live in times of anxiety and fear? In other words, do we live with a sense of the Good Shepherd always with me, always in my presence, giving me rest and peace? Is that how we live? Now, although we don't know what the next day will bring, do we? We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But you know what? Our Good Shepherd does. He knows exactly. Nothing can come into our lives. Nothing can come our way unless He first allows it. He's Almighty God. He is our Shepherd. Nothing can happen to us outside His absolute, absolute, eternal, and good will. So do we recognize that? Do we live that way in our lives? And so no matter how uncertain my circumstances may be, as my shepherd and as a little sheep, I know that my shepherd is close by. He provides green pastures for me to feed upon. How do we feed? What do we feed upon as his sheep of his pasture? It's this. It's His Word. This is what we feed upon. Do you hunger for His Word? Is this something you have to have? Sheep need grass. Sheep need to eat in order to be at rest and at peace. He gives us His Word. In days of uncertainty, in times when fear comes upon us, we take His Word and it soothes our soul. It nourishes us. Reveals to us who He is and who we are in relationship to Him. He comforts us. It gives us rest. It gives us His peace. It brings light when everything seems to be dark. And so it gives me peace that I may lay down and rest as I feed upon His Word. It's critical to my life. Paul writes in 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us a spirit of timidity or fear, but He's given us power and love and discipline. And he's given us the source of all that through his eternal word. The power of his Spirit makes alive when we give ourselves to it. David also says that as a sheep, a little sheep, that my shepherd leads me. He leads me. Now, it's clear that a shepherd not only lives among his sheep 24/7, but he leads them. And a key responsibility for a shepherd is to lead his sheep to water. In fact, the shepherd alone knows where the good water spots are. The sheep don't know. Only the shepherd knows. And so he leads them, as David says in verse 2, he leads me beside quiet water. Besides quiet water. And so the shepherd himself provides the waters. He leads his sheep to the waters from which they may drink. He knows where these water spots are. He's already gone ahead to prepare those for the sheep. And as you may understand and may know, water is important for us, and water is important for sheep. They have to have it. They have to have water for their vitality, for their strength, for the vigor of their very lives. And so when sheep are thirsty, and sheep do get thirsty, and they don't have the water that they need, they become restless. And a restless sheep is not a good sheep. That's not a good thing. A restless sheep, many times, will try to seek out its own source of water. And sheep, as you also may well know, not being the smartest animal in the world, will drink from almost anything if it's thirsty. Some sheep will drink from polluted water holes. If they see it, they drink it. And as they do so, they subject themselves to all sorts of parasites and disease. Sheep on their own are unable to find good, clean water. And so thirsty sheep seek pure, clean. Beloved, so it is with us. We're thirsty. We're thirsty for water, but we're more importantly, we're thirsty for the purity, the Spirit of our Savior, the Spirit of our Shepherd. He quenches, you see, our spiritual longing. In Christ, we long for Him, do we not? We long to be with Him. We think about Cindy. She's in the presence of the Good Shepherd even now as we speak. What must that be like? Do you long for Him? To be in His presence. We thirst to be with Him. We have a spiritual thirst to be more, to know our Savior more and more. We desire for our spiritual longings to be quenched. Psalm 42:1, as the deer pants for the water brooks. So what? So my soul pants for you. Jesus, when he was preaching the Sermon on the Mount, and by the way, we're going through the Sermon on the Mount in Sunday school if you're interested. He said in Matthew 5, verse 6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. For what? For they shall be filled. We hunger and thirst for the Holy Spirit to lead us, to direct us, to give us drink. You may recall, too, that Jesus explains this truth, this necessity, to the woman at the well. In John chapter 4, in verse 13, Jesus said this to her. He said, everyone who drinks of this water, speaking of that well, everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never thirst. He will never thirst, but that water I give will become to him a well of water springing up to eternal life. And so Jesus leads us to these deep and eternal waters that satisfy us. Our good shepherd, he gives to us power of His Spirit, love and joy and peace. All that's made a reality by His very life. So He is our shepherd, and we are His sheep. David tells us also that He restores my soul. He restores my soul. As the Holy Spirit of God gave and led David to write this psalm, David knew well what it meant to be cast down and needed to be restored. He knew what that was like. David, in his own life, tasted harsh defeat time and again. He had a hard life, not only as a shepherd, but as a king. He experienced the devastation of falling into temptation. He knew what that defeat was like. He knew what that was like. He was well acquainted with a feeling of hopelessness, even, and without strength in his own body. He knew what that was like. David also, as a shepherd, he knew what it meant for a sheep to be cast down. A sheep can be cast down. Now, I'm not a shepherd, never want to be a shepherd, but if you are a shepherd, you know what that means. A cast sheep is one that has rolled over on its back with its little legs wiggling in the air, trying desperately to get up, and he cannot. You know, when a sheep gets on its back, flat on its back, it cannot get up. It can't get up. And so, to me, that's a funny picture, a little sheep, you know, wiggling his little legs trying to get up. But really, as funny as that may look to us, it's a very dangerous situation for a little sheep. Because in that state, they become prey, easy prey, to wolves or coyotes or whatnot. And even if they're left alone by those, they'll soon die. And so a shepherd has a keen eye over his flock. He's looking for sheep that are cast, sheep that are flat on their back and can't get up because he knows their life is drawing close to an end. What does he do? He goes to his sheep. He goes to his sheep. And as Keller describes it, he says, what you do, depending on how long that sheep has been upside down like that, you gently take it and begin to roll it on its side, a little sheep on its side, and then stand it up, and then slowly begin to rub the little legs of that sheep so that its strength would be restored. And so the sheep restores the sheep, the shepherd restores the sheep to the flock. He's no longer a cast sheep. I'll tell you this, as his sheep, my shepherd knows what I'm casting. He knows. He knows when anxiety overcomes me. He knows when depression may come upon me. He knows when fear, what I don't know, can begin to pull me down. And David writes in Psalm 56:13, he says, "For you have delivered my soul from death. Indeed, my feet from stumbling," he writes, "so that I may walk before God in the light of the living." He knows what I'm casting. He knows that. Jesus, Matthew writes about Christ as he came to us, the eternal Christ who took on flesh and came to us and walked among us and lived with us like a shepherd lives with his sheep. And Matthew writes in Matthew 9:36 about Christ seeing the people, he felt compassion for them. He felt compassion for them because they were distressed and they were dispirited. Like what? Like sheep without a shepherd. He knows that. He comes to us. So he comes and he reminds us of who he is and what he has done for us as his sheep. And he tells us from his word that no circumstance in this world can separate from us from him and his love for us and our relationship with him. And he reminds us of his power to restore us from whatever state of depression or darkness that we find ourselves in. So he is our shepherd, and we are his sheep. And David writes in verse 3, "He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. My shepherd leads me, he restores me," and he also, David says, he guides me. And his guidance is sure for me as his sheep. Why? Because I know his voice. I know his voice. Jesus said this regarding a sheep and a shepherd. He said in John 10, verse 3, he says to him, talking about the shepherd, "The doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name." He calls his own sheep by name. "And he leads them out. When he puts forth his own, he goes ahead of them. And the sheep follow him." Why? because they know His voice. They know His voice. Again, we're not shepherds here, but it's a known fact that sheep know the voice of their shepherd. That's a reality. They know the voice of their shepherd. They follow His voice. They won't follow any other voice, only their shepherd. That's who they are, because they know His voice. And if I follow the voice of my shepherd, if I follow the word of my Savior, if I follow Him, He will lead me. And how does He lead me? He leads me in the paths of righteousness. Now, let's think about that for a moment. What would it be like to live a life that pleased the shepherd? A life that follows Him faithfully in the paths of righteousness in this world. What would that be like? Well, from the shepherd's perspective, that's the way it should be. We are His people. He is our Savior. We know His voice. If we only listen and follow His voice, He will lead us in every path He has designed for us. And so I follow Him. I follow my shepherd because I love Him. He teaches me what it simply means to obey His voice. That's what it's all about. It's simply obeying His voice. Now, I live in an environment day in and day out where, as we all do actually, where there's so much concern about what people think about me. What do people think about me? Do I please this person? Do I please that person? You know, really, at the end of the day, and as we come closer to the end of our lives, the only thing that really matters, what does my shepherd think about? Am I simply day in and day out doing what pleases Him? That's what matters. That's what's eternal. Everything else is just fluff. So I hear my shepherd's voice and I follow Him. And He leads me in the paths of righteousness for my good. Not only in this world, but for all eternity and ultimately to His glory. Imagine just doing things day in and day out. Simple things to bring glory to His name. That's really what He calls us to do. He is my shepherd, and I am His sheep. And David tells us our shepherd delivers me. He delivered me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. And you can't help but think of sheep as they follow their shepherd, and you have a sense that our lives are a journey in this world, and they really are. They're a journey. As we follow the shepherd, as we follow Christ, and we walk through, all of us we walk through winding paths. Sometimes we walk up to a mountaintop. Sometimes the shepherd leads us down to the valleys where there are difficulties. And yet we always understand, according to His perfect plan, He is always with us. He is always leading us. He never leaves. In fact, He loves me so much as my shepherd, that He was willing to give His life for me. He gave Himself everything He had for me. Jesus said, we read this morning, John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. The sheep, the good shepherd lays down His life for a sheep. He says also in verse 14, I am the good shepherd. And I know my own, and my own know me. Even as the Father knows me, I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. That's what He came to do. He leads us. He's able to lead us because He's laid down His life for us. Ultimately, as David has written for us here, the shepherd will lead me to the valley of the shadow of death. He doesn't come beforehand. He leads me through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, we hear this, we understand this first. It doesn't say that He leads me in the valley. He leads me through the valley of the shadow of death. It's like walking in a sense, like walking through a dark tunnel of death, only to emerge into the light and the glory of Christ Himself. This death, He has obliterated for us. He's taken it away. The light of Christ Himself, if you will, cast a shadow upon death. It's just a shadow in Him. I have no fear. I have no fear of death. He's already died for me. He's already paid that price for me. I don't fear because I know my shepherd has put away forever that death that would formally take hold of me. And I am forever with Him. Death is gone. Death is gone. Life is forever in Him. David tells us also that my shepherd comforts me and He provides for me. He comforts me and provides for me. He gives me eternal life. And yet He comforts me and He provides for me. He says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. This is interesting to me. As a shepherd, there are two tools that David is referring to here. The first is a rod. The rod is like a small club that a shepherd would keep in his hand, and so he could use that club as a weapon to put down a predator who came upon the sheep. So this rod that he would use to protect his sheep in this way. He could also use the rod as a way to gently discipline a sheep who wants to wander away from the flock. All of us have a tendency sometimes to wander away. And he uses his rod to bring us back, to discipline us. And even this rod can be used by the shepherd to inspect the sheep. He'll take that one end of this little rod and he'll part the fleece of the sheep to be sure there are no parasites down there and the sheep is well. There's no disease. So he uses his rod to comfort the sheep, to look after his sheep, to be sure there's nothing wrong with the sheep. And David also, as a shepherd, would have this long, slender stick, this staff. And then we think of shepherds with the long stick and the crook at the end. And so he did. And the shepherd would use that for a number of things, but part of which would be he would take a young ewe had strayed away from its mother. He could take the crook of that staff and pull the little baby back to his mama without getting his hands on that little lamb. He'll take the staff sometimes to bring another lamb that's wandering away, bring it back to him and direct a lamb towards a new path. And so his staff and his rod, they comfort me. He draws us to himself in this way. He says also that the shepherd prepares a table in the presence of my enemies. One of the things about a shepherd is they're always on the move. Because I'll tell you this, sheep will eat grass down to the root if you don't move it. You got to keep moving. So in the summertime, at least in the eastern part of the country and where David was in his time, in the summertime, a shepherd would move the sheep up to the mountain ranges. At that time, the summer snow would begin to melt and it would pour down into the valley, that little mountain range up in the mountain, and would fill the ground with water and grow fresh green grass and just running beautiful water in the streams, and he would take his sheep to that place to feed. And those mountain ranges were called tables because of the flat nature of those little ranges. So the shepherd would take his sheep to the table of the mountain to feed. The important part of that, the shepherd would go before his sheep to prepare their way, because sheep will eat poisonous plants. So he would go ahead of them and be sure all the poisonous plants are gone. He'd be sure there are no predators about. He'd prepare the table for his sheep to come. And so they would come and they would eat and they would enjoy this wonderful, beautiful, sublime setting, if you will, in the table of the mountain. And being summertime, another interesting fact about this, being summertime, the sheep were subject to flies and other insects who would fly around their heads and get into their noses. And so a good shepherd would understand and anticipate that. And he would take an ointment. And he would spread that ointment all around the sheep's head and his nose to keep those insects and flies away so they could eat and lay down and rest. And so he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil, and he says that my cup Holy Spirit of Christ that indwells us is a spirit that it overflows. It overwhelms us with His goodness as we abide in His presence. He provides for us. He cares for us. He overflows us in His Spirit. You may recall the night in which Jesus was betrayed and the night in which He gave Himself up to be crucified. And as He had His last conversation with His sheep, His disciples, and He spoke to them, He told them that he was going away. He was going away. He was going to be crucified. He was going to give Himself. He would die. He'd be resurrected from the dead. He's going back to the Father. They didn't fully understand that, but they were sad that He was leaving. And He told them, He said, I will not leave you as orphans. I'm going away, but I'll not leave you as orphans. I will come. He said, My Spirit will come to you in a mighty way. I will never leave you. In fact, I will overflow you. I'll be poured out upon you. I will never leave. He said to them, that last conversation, he said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives peace. My peace I give to you. I give to you, do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. And so my shepherd will never be. He abides within me. His Holy Spirit has joined me to Himself. He protects me from my enemies. He ultimately delivers me from death. And my good shepherd gives me peace with the gentleness and the outpouring of the Spirit. And finally, David tells us that my shepherd establishes me. He establishes me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell where? In the house of the Lord forever. And no matter how many mountains I have yet to climb in this world, and how many valleys the Lord takes me through as I follow Him, as I follow the Good Shepherd day in and day out, moment in and moment out, He tells us that His goodness and mercy follows me as well. I follow Him as He goes ahead of me, and mercy and truth, they follow after me. It's like He has His arms around me as I follow Him as His sheep. And one day, this is what I look forward to. One day I'll see Him as He is, face to face. One day I'll be reconciled with Him in this world as His sheep, enjoying the goodness of who He is, the goodness of all that He's done for me, and the mercy of His sacrifice, as I live, as He tells us, in His house forever, because He is my shepherd and I'm His sheep. So is this how it is for you? Is this how it is for us? And Jesus said, imagine Him as walking among the people, thinking about a shepherd. He says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Father, we thank You that You love us so much, and You've given us a beautiful picture of being our shepherd who cares for us in ways we can never fully comprehend in this life. We thank You, Lord, that we are so needful, and yet You know all of our needs. We're so self-destructive, Lord, yet You protect us even from ourselves. We thank You for the outpouring of Your Spirit upon us. We pray, God, that we would thirst for righteousness, thirst for a greater, more intimate relationship with You as our shepherd. Lord, that we would give ourselves, we feed upon Your word, bring us comfort in peace. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.